Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the new book, Herding Tigers. And today we're going to talk about something from Herding Tigers. It's a way that teams and creative pros can help themselves stay on target, stay focused, make sure they're working on the right things. One of the most frustrating elements of any organization is when there's a lot of uncertainty about objectives and priorities, when we feel like we have so much going on, but nobody really understands what is most important right now. And it seems like it should be an obvious thing, right? Oh, well, this is the big thing we're working on. Yeah, of course. But sometimes we can send subtle cues to one another that we actually value or prioritize something other than the things we should be prioritizing. And so today I want to talk about one of the ways that that happens. You know, one of the things we talk about here on the show is, you know, not the obvious stuff. You know, how do you set priorities? A, B, C, you know, A1, A2, A3, not those kinds of things. You know, I think most of us as professionals, we have the basic skills we need to be able to organize our professional life. It's the little things that trip us up. It's the things that happen beneath the surface of our interactions with other people. And so today I want to talk about the importance of completing conversations, the importance of capping off conversations in a way that actually help us make meaningful progress and ensure that we have clarity of expectations between ourselves, our coworkers, and our team. And by the way, this is written in Herding Tigers as a mandate to leaders, to organizational leaders, because if you as a leader are not completing your conversations, you are creating a tremendous amount of dissonance in your organization. People are going to ascribe expectations to you that may or may not be accurate. If you don't explicitly state what you expect of people, they're going to invent expectations. And so one of the ways that we make sure that our expectations are aligned with those of our team is by completing our conversations. So we're going to talk about that today in just a minute. Before we dive in, a couple of things. Number one, hey, did you know I have a daily show? It's called The Daily Creative. It's a quick 2 to 5 minute tip, something to help you be effective today. And this month, we've been answering questions. People have written in from the community with their questions that they want answered about how to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. We've talked about everything from, you know, cool tools that I've discovered that I use that maybe some of which are you know, lesser known, to, you know, how do I deal with my coworkers? How do I help project managers work better with creative teams? You know, those kinds of things. So if you want to check that out, just look for The Daily Creative with Todd Henry wherever you listen to podcasts, and I would love to have you check it out. Also, today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. I love FreshBooks, absolutely love it, and we use it here at Accidental Creative. It's made a huge difference in how we deal with all of our invoicing and how we deal with, you know, basically all of the aspects of the business that no one really wants to deal with. Do you remember when you started your small business? I mean, we have a lot of small business owners who listen to the show. It's no small feat. It takes a lot of late nights, early mornings, and the occasional all-nighter. And the bottom line is, most small business owners are insanely busy doing the thing that they went into business to do. So why not make things a little easier? FreshBooks is the solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, it's intuitive, it majors on the majors, it minors on the minors. It helps you stay way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. You can create and send professional looking invoices in about 30 seconds. It genuinely is that quick. It is amazing how quickly you can generate and send an invoice. And you can get them paid up to 2 times faster with automated online payments. You can file expenses even quicker and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part is FreshBooks grows right alongside your business. So you'll always have the tools you need when you need them without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. So join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. There's absolutely no catch to this. You have no reason not to try this if you have a small business. Go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section to get started. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right. We're going to talk about how to hone focus of your team and frankly of individuals on your team by always achieving completion in conversations. Now, again, this is written through the lens of leading creative teams. So that's kind of how it's written, but it applies to all of us who create for a living and have to define our work every single day. So an unbelievable amount of focus, time, and energy is spent in many organizations relitigating decisions that have already been made and that should have been final. Not only is this a massive sinkhole for the team's resources, but it's a drain on emotional engagement and a drag on any team's sense of mission. And it also causes constant questioning of your leadership as a leader or your intentions as a collaborator. The main contributors of this constant relitigation of conversations and decisions is twofold. Number one, incomplete conversations, and number two, unclear authority. Both eat away at any team's ability to focus clearly, and frankly, any creative pro's ability to focus clearly. So, a couple of things that I recommend you consider. Number one, actually end your conversations, okay? Don't have big, massive, ongoing, week-long, open-ended conversations with people. End your conversations. What does this mean? Don't allow a conversation to end. In other words, don't close off any communication with someone before it's agreed by everyone that the conversation is complete and that all parties have a clear understanding of the outcome. A lack of finality in conversations kills focus. Just because something is resolved in your mind doesn't mean it's resolved to your team or to your collaborator, right? So there are a number of reasons why you might end a conversation prematurely. Number one, you've said your piece and you assume everyone else is on the same page, right? And we've all encountered those people before who just, they speak their mind and they just assume that everybody else is with them, but it's not really the case. Number two, the conversation gets awkward and you don't want to have to deal with the emotional work necessary to resolve it. So you look for the first way out, right? The moment it gets uncomfortable, you say, okay, all right, are we done? Okay, good. And you exit. Well, that's not good because there's all kinds of unresolved stuff there and people are going to ascribe their own expectations and assumptions about your expectations onto you. Number three, you're unexpectedly interrupted by another demand and you aren't able to finish the conversation. So you just quickly jump to the end without laying the appropriate groundwork for understanding. So maybe you have a conversation. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave 15 minutes early. Let me just give you the punchline here. But you haven't actually explained to people how you got to that conclusion. And so even though it's resolved in your mind, they haven't had a chance to catch up with you. So are you laying the groundwork? You know, maybe this happens with a client. And you just say, hey, here's what we want to do. Well, that's not going to work for the client. You have to walk them through your thought process and how you arrived where you arrived, right? And especially this is especially true with teams and collaborators. Number four, you don't fully set everything up that you want to say because you're afraid of how it will be received. So maybe you're not really fully saying everything. You're kind of protecting a part of the conversation because you don't want to have to deal with the awkwardness if it's not received well. Okay, so you have to strive for transparency in your communication. If you don't do that, then it's likely you're going to have to deal with that uncomfortable situation later. So when you're not engaging in that difficult emotional work now, you're going to have to do it at some point anyway, right? So it's better to just have the conversation now, complete the conversation and move on. So any of these situations can result in somebody leaving a conversation or a meeting unclear and unfocused. What does this mean? Well, it means you're going to have to schedule another conversation just to clarify the first one, which means you'll probably have to relitigate the entire situation again. It means that the circumstances are probably going to change in the interim, and there's a chance you'll have to rethink your decision. You have to rethink the argument, which requires even more of your and your team's focus and energy. And then the time between those two meetings, spin-off conversations are going to occur as people try to sort their own thoughts about the matter, you know, all the while hoping to curry enough support to influence your decision, which isn't yet final, even though it really is final, but you haven't completed the conversation. So any of these situations is an utter waste of resources. Always complete conversations and make certain that your team member has exactly what he or she needs before moving on. And a great way to do this, by the way, a great technique for this is to simply ask, is there anything else you need from me right now to get moving on this? This is a great open door for your collaborator, your team, your client, whoever it is, to tell you what they're thinking and what they need from you right now. Okay, so here's how you know if a conversation is complete. Number one, you feel like you have fully and completely articulated your point of view. Number two, you've given other people a chance to respond to that point of view or to make counterarguments as necessary. Number three, there are clear next actions that have been spelled out by the conversation. So everyone knows exactly what needs to happen next in order to act on whatever was discussed. And number four, there's clear accountability for actions and outcomes. It's very clear to everyone who is accountable for what's resulting from this conversation, from this meeting. If you don't have all four of those things, then you probably haven't completed the conversation. Okay. If you haven't fully and completely spoken your mind and you've shared everything that you need to share about what's going to happen, if you haven't given other people a chance to respond to what you said and to offer their counterpoint, number three, if there aren't clear next actions coming out of it, and number four, if there isn't clear accountability, then there's always the chance that somebody's going to leave with their own narrative, that somebody is going to spin off that narrative into conversations with their collaborators or with the client or whoever, and that's going to come back and bite you later. So you need to make sure that you have all four of those things. Now, to be very clear, there are conversations that are going to happen over weeks or months. So I'm not saying every single conversation needs to have a clear and defined and finite outcome, right? Because if you're working on a big, long, complex project, then you're going to have maybe some decisions take a while to complete. But every meeting, every conversation should have a purpose. And you should, at the end of that conversation, ask yourself, okay, have I fully articulated my point of view? Has the other person responded to that point of view? Number three, are there any next actions coming out of this that we need to talk about and discuss, you know, to move this conversation forward? What are we going to talk about next time? What new problems have emerged as a result of this conversation that we need to clarify, define? And then number four, who has accountability for setting up the next conversation? Who has accountability for the outcome of this conversation, for the next actions, whatever it is? If all four of those things are present, if you have those conversations, it's going to be really difficult for you to get too far off course with one another, because if you're having those frequent touch points and you're making sure that every encounter you have with someone else is closed-ended, not open-ended, then there's not going to be any ambiguity about who's doing what, who's accountable for what, when it's due, all of those things. Okay, so my challenge to you today is, number one, are there any open conversations you've had recently, conversations where you don't really feel like things have been resolved, that you need to re-engage with? Maybe you need to call someone and set up a time to talk. Maybe you need to have a team meeting to clarify something that you said earlier today or yesterday that you don't really feel like was resolved, and you feel like it's created an open-ended conversation that is going to cause dissonance in your organization. You know, is there some area where you need to re-engage with a conversation in order to complete that conversation, which means, you know, number one, being fully clear and transparent in your point of view. Number two, giving other people a chance to respond. Number three, establishing next actions. Number four, establishing accountability. So is there an area where you need to do that? Number one. Number two, as you think about the conversations you are going to have this week with your collaborators, with your manager even, right? Or other people that you work with, clients, you know, your boss's boss, whoever it is, make sure your spouse, frankly, this is really important for your spouse, right? For people in our lives we're in relationship with your friendships. Make sure that you are thinking about going into the conversation, what will a completed conversation look like for me? And it's going to look like, number one, we've both fully expressed our point of view. Number two, there is a clear resolution at the end of it in some capacity. Number three, there are clear next actions. And number four, there's clear accountability for those next actions. Any conversation we have that feels complete has those marks associated with it. All right. Complete your conversations this week. Do a scan of incomplete conversations in your world. And number two, think about, consider the upcoming meetings and conversations you're going to have and ask, what will a complete conversation look like? Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. You can send them to me at interact@accidentalcreative.com or join the conversation in the collective at collective.accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.